So you've been like studying computer science for like 6, 7 years?
Because it's been 10 years, yeah.
10 years. Wow. Okay. So it's not just something that's rose from the surface. And obviously you said that it actually stemmed from whilst you were back in church helping out with the projectors and the sound, the audio. So over that 10 years, like, I mean, you have a lot of experience at such a young age, and we can see this as you're employed, you know, you're working in the field whilst doing your master's. But for somebody that wants to get into tech, what would you recommend? Especially since you've done sort of the formal traditional GCSE, A level, you know, degree level. But let's say somebody is not at university right now, or they're at university, or they study something completely different. But of course, no one wants to get left behind, so including myself. So, what would you recommend?
So I think it's interesting now because the way the tech sector is evolving, you know, there's this encouragement for people who are not from STEM backgrounds or who might not have studied comp sci. There are more and more avenues for people to get into tech. And you know, if I had known, I might have done something easier for my undergrad. But the point is that there are so many boot camps, there are so many online courses, YouTube, so many things online that you can use to learn how to program or learn how to code, that a degree in computer science is like sometimes now no longer as important. And I think what I've definitely seen through my exposure to the corporate world is that there are a lot of engineers, there are a lot of people that have done things like economics and just different degrees that are not computer science, but you know, they're doing these jobs that require a lot of coding. And most of these people are self-taught, you know, or maybe they might have taken like an optional module during university. But yeah, most of these people are self-taught programmers. And a lot of jobs nowadays, particularly grad jobs, they will give you that leeway to learn, you know. So yeah, I would just say that now, you know, you don't have to have a degree, but you know, if you can find some sort of boot camp or online course, you can definitely learn enough to be able to get a job in tech.
What would you recommend then? Because when you say online courses, boot camps, are they free? Are they paid? Do you recommend doing the paid one? Do you recommend doing the free one? Are there apps, websites? Like, do you have any particular names?
Shameless plug. I did a post on this on my Instagram. So I posted apps that you can use to learn how to code, like on your phone on the go. One that stands out to me is Solo Learn. That's one that I found on the App Store as well, and I had pretty good ratings. The popular ones are things like Coursera, DataCamp, Fast.ai. And Fast.ai is definitely free. With Coursera, I think there are some that are paid, some that are free, but you can always find a free sort of like a course, always, even on YouTube, which is free. There are like, you know, whole courses, whole boot camps. Some of them are like 5, 6 hours long. But yeah, so you can always find something.
Thank you for listening to this short snippet of the Valuable Podcast. I hope this was valuable advice you can apply to your own life. Make sure to listen to the full episode out now and take a browse of all the other valuable episodes. Additionally, subscribe to the newsletter at www.valuablepodcast.com. Remember, increase the value you provide and you'll rise in due time.